usage of the gun.
Of course.
Oh, that's right. We have a team name now, though I don't see it on the character sheet here.
Well, until everybody agrees with it.
Hey, did you guys realize we were being duped?
What?
Again?
Yeah. Yeah, this last time. The whole kidnapping bit? Uh-huh. It was really just a test to see if we really were superhero quick caliber.
What are you talking about?
I read it.
Nobody found out.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no evidence of that.
I have to leave early. I miss all the interesting stuff.
We reported Phantom Lady to the ass, and, you know, that was that.
Yeah. No rules, guys.
Do not argue to the ass, Liberty Bell.
Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. Talk to the...
So what's your name, there?
So did my grandma... Did my grandma... recovered and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. And a stolen canary?
No.
No, we could not find the canary.
Damn them.
Curse them. Send them to hell.
Through an accident.
Maybe she'll buy another canary.
Or generations later, from
hey, Red.
The canary, a woman named Black Canary.
Do you know there was a secret lab under your lab?
You think it was Red or... Or
Brad. What's the name of Brad?
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones, yes?
You're Brad, he's Bradley.
Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones.
I'll be short round.
So anyways, so apparently there was a secret, there was another lab.
The project in Buffy?
Tell me?
Yeah, it's just something you hear at the water cooler.
What, really?
Yeah, it should have.
What's in
no,
it?
No, in the mission that they have a lab where they're filming Adam.
Top secret underwater test. They had a big aquarium with fish. And then the weird thing is, like, you know, after the Pearl Harbor attack and stuff, when the guys raided, you know, all the fish were
like 43 years
old. All the fish were
there.
What kind of fish were they?
Delicious fish.
Electrical and
they were great white sharks.
They were actually two great white sharks.
Pearl Harbor 2. It's time
for I think this is a different movie.
This is a Scooby Doo episode.
Make a 2D film.
Jabberjaw.
No, do you remember the shark demon?
Yeah. Best one over Jabberjaw.
But the one is.
I get wrong.
You got
two sharks.
Nine?
Okay.
That's good too.
That's what we get. There were two great white sharks.
Two great white sharks.
Yeah. And then they were gone afterwards.
It was gone? Like, disappeared or died?
Disappeared.
It walked out.
Huh. How big? Oh, sorry, I'm not there.
How big?
For great whites?
Boats
are pretty big. This is actually smaller.
Normal size great white sharks.
If we had a normal fishing boat, would we need a bigger boat?
No.
Is there, like, an outlet from the lab to the sea?
No.
So it just disappeared?
Yeah.
Walked out?
That's one possibility.
Was
there a captain with a derby who was in the bottom of the sharks around?
Anyone, like, associated with that lab?
Yeah, there were a couple scientists.
Nelson movie.
They were doing some.
And it didn't stop the water. It could, like, crawl on the ground.
Yeah, what was the other
chemical experiments on the sharks.
They're trying to make their brains bigger, right?
No. Just wanted to see certain chemicals affected the sharks and stuff.
Were they splicing the genes of humans with a...
No.
That's a great detail of the movie.
Perhaps in 20 years.
Transporter accident. Fly.
After the accident?
Well, after the raid.
After the raid.
Yeah.
Maybe the Japanese could
have.
Maybe.
Did you guys see anything?
What?
No, because they were out, all the Japanese were out of the stuff and set up in the room. And then when we came back afterwards, we were gone.
Yeah.
But we saw them drive off in their transport. With the transport rigged up, so it could have held.
Well, there was that chick that could control water. Maybe she could control sharks.
Really?
Too.
Well, I mean, the transport is big enough to hold sharks. They have, like, an aquarium in there. Sure.
Was it an Asian chick?
Yeah.
Tsunami.
Yeah, we know that.
Tell them what we don't know.
I'm the sumo guy.
The big sword.
I know who it is.
It could have been Koi Pond.
Koi Pond. Alright. That's odd.
It's just an interesting room.
Well, if no one saw anything, then
since you're at the waterfall, why don't you start talking about the episode, Seinfeld episode from the night before?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
TV? Oh, what's that?
So a few days later.
In the 40s?
Yeah. It wasn't a popular.
That's right. Nice.
Remember Hitler?
I think so.
The Olympics?
Yeah.
Who have you read in newspaper? Character wise.
They drink this wrap around a fish.
Apparently, only the detective.
Yeah. I probably would.
You'd probably read it.
I expect
you wouldn't.
I'd read the crime section.
Okay.
Sections. Like, to see if there, you know, there are a couple of ruins so I can...
Actually, yeah.
Is there a crime section?
I should read it. Because there might be, like...
Metro sections.
No, since now that we're...
Police report.
Right.
There probably aren't sections like you're used to in the 1940s.
Yeah, no idea what that is.
Read the obituaries and then cross people out of the phone book.
Give them a little by foot.
No, the phone book.
Oh.
You gotta keep it up to date.
We go around to every single phone book.
I would suspect that the newspapers are a couple of broadsheets at this point. Broadsheets. Laid out things.
Newspapers were still the way most people got their news. And the radio.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a story, like one day there's a story that actually in the morning. So you'd read it in the morning. So yesterday, the sportsman broke out of prison.
What? Huh? The sportsmaster?
Sportsmaster. That's right.
You got that wrong in your synopsis or something.
Yeah, I changed that.
Somebody threw him out. A whatever handball, and he was able to bust through.
How?
Does
it say in detail?
Yeah, he was
rescued by two giant humanoid sharks.
He was out in the yard. He was like to play a sporting event, and that was it.
We were the Island City Enclave. That was it. unless someone had a better idea, but that was
there was a blackout on
an island.
We
could be the.
Haven't you guys formed a group yet? Don't you have a headquarters?
Yeah, we got a
headquarters.
We don't have.
No, we got a room.
So, how do you get everyone together?
Wait, we have a base?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys actually like.
Where? Can I sleep there?
No.
Like youth challenge or something.
It's a world meeting room.
Right now. Wait, do we have 6 feet?
Would anyone know?
It depends on how clean you kept the place.
He always seems to be the last one to leave.
I'm timely.
As long as you change your own litter box.
So, can we just
back alleys for?
So right now we still have to call ads and get everyone together.
How about the
device some risk communication device?
How about the Island City? Hero
you could
regulars.
Was curriculum, you could hire a secretary or something to take phone calls.
I call paper. Okay, we'll do something like that.
All right. Island City Irregulars.
I like the wristwatch.
Island City Irregulars.
Irregulars.
Icky.
We need someone to make them.
Yeah.
I could deal with Icky. Well, I think we should have a meeting to vote on our name.
No, we should have a meeting.
We should actually have several sub committees work on different proposals and then bring it to the main group.
Oh yeah.
I think we need to
your Peter Pan. Peter Pan came up with that one.
Good thinking, Peter Pan.
Several committees. Huh?
Yeah, Icky just doesn't have that je ne sais quoi that we need to properly market ourselves.
Besides, it sounds Japanese to me.
We're at the point we need something that strikes the you know. You're a god and your hearts are enemies.
Like all stars.
So we'll meaning. Sportsmaster.
How about the all-star squadron?
Yeah, Island City Annex.
Also, it's not just an annex.
Meeting.
The Island City Untouchables.
I actually go with meeting. Sportsmaster. Sportsmaster. Prison.
Took off your glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, it's rad.
Oh. Sounds like a job for rad.
Well, I think
we should
go to a bar.
We have
a headquarters.
So we have a bar.
Is there a bartender in our meeting room?
No.
You can have one.
Yeah, she's right.
I'm sure we can have a little bit for bar fitting.
No liquor bar in the headquarters. No,
once she's done with her secretary.
Your mom doesn't work here. Clean up after yourself.
You tell me your secretarial duties. You can probably, you can pour some drinks.
So you make her buy the drinks and serve them?
Well, she's a rich employee. Yeah. You can pay out nothing to do any of this. I'm sure that
you're too young to drink.
I'm so sure you guys all show up for this meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already there.
So
I just got here early.
What
I sensed it. I got cat sense.
Brad called the meeting.
Is that a lock for you to get me?
Did you guys read this newspaper?
Yes.
Yes.
You do get the message.
Yes. A lot
the sportsmaster has broken out. We heard.
No, I was talking about the entertainment page here. This new play, we should go all world
team building exercise.
That's not a bad idea. We could get some media publicity out of that, especially if we like announce to the radio stations that we're going there beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
We might even be able to like officially sponsor that night of the play or something.
So that's what we should call ourselves.
I don't
see any
media
whores.
Island City Enterprise.
Maybe we could end with the Ick and Said. We could be like Pick or Dick.
That's fine.
How about dice? If we could come up with something for dice, because then we could have slogans like, you know, don't dice with the law.
Oh, the Island City Enclave. The Island City Enclave. That's right. The Island City Enclave.
How did I get involved in this group?
Anyway, sports match.
Yeah, but he hired
from prison.
No.
Huh?
I said, I believe he hired
him. So
nobody knows
Jordan.
That. Can't you find them?
Like, you know,
where the
you
sports
like personally, I figured you do that.
Why is it relevant?
I mean,
the police can't handle a police master.
Not superhero.
We must hunt him down.
He's got a bad and explosive ball.
Let's go.
Superhero.
Anyways, the mayor calls.
Is it really a superhero or kind of?
Hold on. It's the ice phone.
Just before we brush off
the phone.
Yeah,
this is for you to stop. Says,
hello, John Gilmore, Ice.
Oh, this is Mary Thurna, and there's been...
Hold on. It's the mayor.
Something horrible has happened, and we need your
hold
help.
On. Something horrible has happened.
you should, you know, come to my office, please.
Right away. Thank you, sir. Something horrible has happened. We must go to his office.
Of course it has.
Yeah.
The sportmaster escaped.
All right. We go.
If only we had thought nothing about this earlier. Some lives would have been put in jeopardy.
Oh, what about the, before we go.
Was there anything else in the newspaper?
No, that was it.
Okay. Before we go, I bring up the risk communicators thing.
About the whole things happening besides the sportsmaster?
Risk communicators.
Yeah,
well, a micro-electrical mechanical device of some kind?
Yeah.
How about we just
set them?
Micro-electrical...
Why
don't we just create a phone tracer?
How we should do? We should work some kind of radio frequency identifier.
Oh, sorry. I'm only good at working on power suits. Eric Riff. Sorry, Riff designs all kinds of wacky stuff. So
yeah, but they're not reliable. We need reliable.
Why don't we just create a phone tracer?
Don't look at me.
We should travel.
Let's just go to the mayor.
How do you pull them flying around? Tell me.
All right, I'm going to the mayor's office.
Okay.
I'm following
guys there.
I'm following the blonde.
How many of us are there?
Six right now.
Six.
Can we all sit in a Buick? Can we all take Tinkerbell? Does anybody have a Buick?
Right here. How far is the mayor's office?
Not that far.
I want to
walk. I'll fly over.
Okay.
He's walking, I think.
Okay.
I laugh.
So City Hall is...
So who's that costume?
I have a trench coat.
You're wearing them?
Yeah.
I mean, well, on official business, going to see the mayor, I'm going to wear my costume.
I have to wear them.
My shorts, my shirt. I got extra shoes.
So we do have two costumes except for Shannon.
Well, the three of us, I'm wearing a trench coat too.
The three of us have to wear costumes because we have secret identities.
Oh, okay. I do too, but it's so secret I'm not going to tell you. It's a different Catman, is my secret.
Ricardo versus Fernando, the dueling Catman.
Let me grab your tongue and pull really hard and turn inside out.
So City Hall, in front of City Hall, there's a closet.
Okay.
And they just got done a map of Hawaii, on the ground.
Oh, wow, cool.
And then there's an island city. Where Island City is, there's a big flag pole, and there's a... with a state flag, fly in it, flying in the breeze.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Pretty neat.
I can see it all.
Hey, we should
refuge or something instead of a metropolis.
Can breed dinosaurs?
Mm. Hawaiian Island City.
Nice.
So the mayor's please.
Hawaiian Island City
Enclave.
Nice.
No.
Such as you to his office. Nice. Do you guys want any drinks or anything?
We could. Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Milk would be good.
Bourbon drink.
I'm on the rock job.
Okay. So yes, secretary.
Cocktail area. I want a cocktail. Please water.
I just like to know what's going on.
Sure, the temples.
So the mayor said.
No, actually, she's got this poem.
Oh, but she gets paid later.
This morning, we received a this message from apparently some kind of supervillain society threatening the city.
What supervillain society?
What's their acronym?
SBS, obviously.
Yeah, SBS.
Secret Society of Supervillains.
That's it.
And they've threatened
They're going to prove that we can't save you by committing a series of crimes that will be helpless to stop.
All right. Let me see that.
Just read the whole thing.
That's funny.
Let's set words on it.
Here,
you will turn over Island City to us by 6 p.m. Sunday or you will suffer a wrath.
What day is today?
It is Monday.
To prove that not even your vaunted heroes can save you, we will commit a series of crimes that they will be helpless to stop. In the meantime, sit back and relax. Enjoy an ice-cold drink during this unseasonably warm weather we've been having.
There's a... the weatherman!
Signed the Secret Society of Supervillains.
When did Pearl Harbor happen? Are we still in December, January?
February.
Okay. Unseasonably warm February.
Well, it is Hawaii still.
Yes.
Do we know who members of the Secret Society of Supervillains are?
No, we've never heard of them before.
We never heard of them?
We should call ourselves the Secret Society of Superheroes.
What do you think?
They actually haven't heard of them either. They must be some kind of new group.
I postcog this note. Okay. Double. That means I get to roll again, doesn't it?
Yep. How much is Secret Superheroes?
Now what?
How much is Secret Superheroes?
So that's 6, 18, 19. I don't have any charts, Kevin.
Yeah, you might actually do it. So do it base versus OBRB0 and see how many RFPs you get, and that's how far back you can see.
I don't even know the preface for this. So OB0.
So 6 versus 0. AB is 6.
So roll, and then I add my skill, or no?
No, you just use your power.
So the AB is my skill.
Yeah, we're going to do
it. Which is
6. Oh, and then...
open
it.
What's your skill?
6.
So 6 against 0 is 4.
Right, and I rolled a 19. And
so,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
4, 2, 3,
only the black ones
count. 4.
Oh, 4, right, okay.
Well, no, 6 against 0, and you roll, 19.
But you don't start getting column shifts until past 11.
So, 4.
Yeah. So, is that 4 or 3, Kevin?
It's 4.
Okay, so the 11 counts as 1?
If your target number is not 11, then
okay.
11 counts as 1.
Okay.
So, 4 shifts.
So, 4, and then you look up 6 versus 0 on the back. Which is A.
A plus 4.
Yeah.
A plus 4, so 10.
Which is an hour. Which is actually much harder than I thought you did.
Okay.
Rings we need to know about, you know?
Because A means your skill. His skill is 6.
Oh, okay.
And then each extra one is plus 1, so.
Okay. So the major mentioned that, this message was found, in an envelope this morning. And when you do a postcog on it, you can tell that some kid delivered it.
This was delivered by a kid. I tell everyone his description.
It's Peter Pan.
Plus poison.
Wait, you know?
Have your friends see if they can find this kid.
Sure.
Is anyone in Argus?
By the way, I was just thinking you should be.
But strangely enough, I look like Peter Pan when I do. When you actually fly away, you look like Peter Pan. Until then, you don't.
It's a chain.
Oh, yeah. You have a public ID?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I look like a bum most of the time, so I kind of blend in.
There was always a marina bum. Not in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. I look like a beachcomber. How about that? Is
that
still there?
Nope.
A little bit.
Nah.
How about
he looks like a gamer?
Beachcomber.
Anyway, people out.
Hey, Andy Griffith,
show man.
He
has lots of bums.
Alright,
I'm wondering about
this.
Have a cold
drink
thing.
There's actually a red message here. I didn't even pay attention to that.
A what?
So, enjoy an ice-cold drink. Clearly they know from our initial branding efforts that ice is a detectable
we can make.
Oh, yeah, you can make a detectable.
So they're basically going to be committing crimes.
It's
you won't be able to stop so that the mayor will be...
What's the stain here?
I just noticed the stain.
Is it blood?
I don't know.
Let me smell it.
I use my microscopic vision to try and pick out if that's blood.
All right, go ahead and roll.
No, I get nothing.
What's that on the back?
Ah!
My stuff on the back supposed to be there?
Seems to be a chart.
So,
a crew unit. Warning sign.
No.
Crows.
No, it's not supposed to be there.
That's just barbecue sauce off Kevin's fingers.
Yeah, so.
The kid was eating fried chicken.
what OB am I going off?
Just use 0 and tell me how many RPs you got.
6 p.m. on Sunday, huh?
You just get 6?
Mm-hmm. A plate of chicken on the mayor.
That's enough APs to see more than the smallest insects. Oh, but that's not RVs. That's just my scale. I can see more than the smallest insect.
Just barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce. I wish Peter Pan had run off.
The mayor says, oh, sorry, it was me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we should check the whole city. Who's having a barbecue today?
Okay.
Well, as you can see, nothing
gets passed. So we're going to wait. So everyone's going to go out to the table a bit and then head back to the meeting, see if we find anything.
There are 5 possible places.
Well, I thought that we should talk with the parents and see if we could track back this guy.
Okay.
From where he left the message.
No.
Five places in Hawaii that involve ice drinks.
Okay, well, there's the lake, which is the big drink, apparently.
There's
the Diamond Exchange, because ice cold is diamonds are
ice.
There's the Polar Bar, which is an Eskimo motif bar. there's the City Reservoir.
Oh.
And there's the zoo, a new snow leopard with temperature-controlled environment.
Well, I'm pretty sure that if they're going to commit crimes, it's going to be things like stealing the items.
And he also has number 6, which is our headquarters, because our name's Ice and we have a drink bar.
Yeah, okay.
We could send one person to each place to guard it.
One of us should go to the snow leopard. see what the...
Okay, well, there's one A spot and one of the prisoners.
I'm thinking of the reservoir, because that would probably affect the most people.
Off I go to prison.
They seem
right
to be thinking pretty grandiose.
Okay, so you just take off from prison.
Yeah, the rest of you should split up and come to the various areas.
I'm heading off to the zoo.
Try and get us those bands. And
I go to the zoo.
What bands? We'll talk to each other.
What bands?
Yeah, the one right now. You can tell me.
He's gone.
So you only have four guys left to cover the five places.
Great.
I'm going to go to the Eskimo bar.
I'm going to go to the reservoir.
Tell me what the
best part of this is. None of us can communicate once we're there.
She'll carry like this. There we go. We can fire a flare.
I will pick the fifth one as soon as I stop by the prison. So whatever the fifth is, just let
me know. So shouldn't someone rich buy us flare guns?
Who's got money?
You do?
And you know this.
Wait,
who else? Flare gun money.
Come on.
Jewel and Chris have come to you.
How many banks does a flare gun cost?
What's your
Who's going to notice a flare gun?
Except
wait,
it says six in front.
I didn't put you in that big. Just you're getting in trouble.
We're
fly right out.
You can fly flare guns.
You all fly again.
For how many banks?
You can fly pretty quick, right?
Pretty much on
pretty quick. So, cover the whole city.
Okay, everyone buy a flare gun.
I don't think
everybody else should have enough. Okay. No, you
and
do.
Then
you're at zero?
If you want to go take something else.
Oh, I'm at one, too.
My boat could already have
one. He's going to the bar.
That's true.
Okay.
The Diamond Exchange and the lake.
Diamond Exchange? You going to the zoo?
I'm at the zoo.
You and I went down with the dog.
Okay,
we're playing. So why don't we go by the reservoir and the lake, and then we'll come back to town.
So where am I going after I go to the lake?
So I was right.
The Diamond Exchange, I guess.
That's where they're going to attack, you fool.
I don't think so.
What, the Diamond Exchange?
Or weren't you going there?
I'm going to the zoo.
You're going to the zoo.
I just assume that they're going to steal diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay, so help these guys get flare guns.
But I gotta protect the town
after I get to the prison. I just need to get there fast before the spiritual trails get called.
Get the flare guns.
Fire off the flare if there's an attack.
In what way am I gonna see that while I'm in a bar drinking?
So, Wu.
By the window.
Can you build something into your.
Who's going to fly me around? We're going to go by the lot of the reservoir.
People.
I don't know.
Okay. The bar might not even have a wall.
Alright, we go. Reservoir.
Could just have a bamboo shelter on top.
Well, the biggest concern is the trade winds, as far as I can tell, and the roof, but they also have all the sides. They have sides against the trade winds and the roofs.
Hurricanes. You take hurricanes.
Well, yeah, but those, you know, tear the roofs off.
All right, so what are you going to tell you, Lost Boys?
description of the kid.
Okay, so what, you want to find...
Am I talking to one with exactly the same description?
Now.
Oh, well. That could be easy.
Yeah. No, not that easy. Okay, so, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of kids that do messenger service.
Oh, yeah?
So I'll track them down and find your boy.
All right. I will go back to where these people are waiting.
If I down one more agent, I will probably see the ghost writing the letter. Then I would have gotten 2.5 hours instead of one.
Well, that'll next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm increasing my skill after this week's adventure.
Low is good, right?
No, that's high.
That's
high. Good.
That's 17.
You said Adam.
Add them together.
So you didn't,
that's
you
17, and that's really
you
good.
You do get back just before Donald leaves.
Oh, really?
Everybody else is left.
Why don't you go check out the Diamond Exchange?
What?
What places do you think that they might be?
There's a clue in the note, and somebody deciphered the clue and said it's one of these five places.
Here.
You got words.
Yeah, here, I'll lick it.
It's one of the five places the detectives think they make right now.
It's barbecue sauce.
And it's the one that nobody's going to right now.
Okay. How will I, if I find something out, who will I notify?
Your
player. Kill
them.
Alright.
I go back to the boat and become my saber.
Echo Drink really does sound like that bar. Good luck.
Ah.
I think the bar is too small.
So do you need gadgets?
Does the icicle get away, Kevin?
The icicle was with Moloch, and they haven't committed any crimes.
Because I think they're going to freeze over the lake. Or maybe...
That's not such a bad thing.
Well, it would be if they were trying to prove that we were helpless to stop them.
Freezing the lake?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Kids would love it.
That's the right idea. If something bad happens, try and treat it as a feature.
Wait.
Spin it right.
I go to the zoo.
I know people in the lab that can do this, right? To make communicators.
Yes.
Well, that can be what Eric's character is doing instead of hanging out with us.
Yeah, but his gadget.
They can make the communicators the size of a BMW.
Doesn't matter because they're gonna break down at inopportune times anyways. Might as well build it into the plot.
All right, so yeah, Eric can do that then.
We've got flare guns. Buy flare guns.
Okay, so right now everybody has a flare gun?
Someone gave me one.
Did somebody tell me they had a flare gun?
I bought a flare gun. I bought a flare gun for myself after I go to the prison.
Okay.
I want to get there fast.
We're not getting a flare gun.
I told these guys to help, all right, help the other people get them.
So right now, you went to the back of the boat, you got your flare gun. And then you're going to get a flare gun. Nobody else has one yet.
After the prison.
Okay.
Okay, two of us.
This will be great. We'll both be at the Diamond Exchange and be the only ones with flare guns. We can fire them at each other. Take that.
Yeah.
Okay. Donald and Wu make perception rolls.
Where are you guys going?
Against Will.
The reservoir and then the lake.
Against Will, huh?
Uh-huh. And based against four. Both four.
Oh, that's good.
I rolled low. Yeah, the four?
Yep.
I rolled an eight, I needed a nine.
I rolled a 19.
What's that? It says. It's.
You see something?
See something, boy?
Eight.
Uh-huh.
Eight.
Okay, so you got eight? Wow,
eight,
okay.
Eight
left. So. So the reservoir is like a small dam, basically, like behind it. So you see there's a truck stop on top of the dam, because there's a road.
A truck food. Like parked on top of the dam?
Yeah, and then it looks like there's some people getting something out of the truck. You got eight RIPs. So you also see the icicle there standing around.
The icicle?
Walking people around. Yeah.
Icicle.
They're getting out a big ray gun from the truck.
A big ray gun.
Get down there in a hurry.
What's a flare gun? Damn it. Yeah, should have got flare gun.
Well.
You can fly though.
Here, can I fire something?
Give me another one over here.
Can I do a blast out of the air?
Nice kitty. I think treating you right in here, Mr. Mookie.
You can use your bomb thing, sure. It might be kind of hard.
This, yes? Well, it's kind of hard with that.
I bet the zoo's a lot more fun. You can actually talk to the animals.
That's
if
true.
If I do a bomb thing, she'll, like,
well, she disperses and lets her
walk with the animals.
Talk with the animals, walk with the animals.
Yeah, no, just talk. I don't want to walk with them.
So, do they see us?
But she
knows
what
they smell.
No.
I'm going to turn invisible.
You're actually, like, 12 miles north of the city.
12 miles north of the city?
Yeah.
Well, get down there in a hurry before they do anything.
I mean, do they see us?
Oh, the bad guys?
Yeah.
You probably saw them when you were still 833 yards away.
Just shoot the stupid
and then you also, you also see something, looks like a shark swimming in
the lake. Shark
swimming in the lake.
Actually, I'm looking at some sharks. So devious, they're planning to freeze the shark to death.
I'm gonna
be white shark. They can deal with people.
Get us over there, and we'll stop them.
How do they deal with the fact that it's not
there are the icicle and two guys.
Yeah. I'll turn invisible.
Is
so
your
that
die
I
rolling
by yourself?
What?
Okay.
Currently. All
right.
We'll try to go stop them.
Alright, so how are you going
to
do this?
You
didn't get any more of those PTS this year?
Okay, you fly in and you're
invisible. Those companies not doing them anymore, so.
Okay.
It's a marketing firm.
So you're going to fly up to them and do something, or are you going to...
Fly nearby and drop me off, and you can, like, blow up their gun or whatever.
Yeah, I'll fly nearby, drop her off, and I'll come from
Come with the sun behind you.
What?
What's moon's power?
Nuclear rays or something. He gives people radiation.
Maybe.
Oh.
Give dwarf radiation.
So can you, with good control, can you give me a bikini wax?
Can you try? It's a risk.
He's Captain Max Manhattan. She's the Silk Spectre.
So, I'll drop her off.
Who mind?
I'll try to, like, go come from underneath the dam so, like, they don't see me
okay.
flying
through. Okay. Well, where the water goes out.
Yeah. Like the watchman.
Okay. So go ahead. No, let's see if you're surprised. What do you pop up?
Hold, villain.
Hey, Eric, do you have any interest in the game I'm cooking?
Please.
What is it? I know. It's quasi-hard traveling across America piece called Midnight Nation. No. Okay. Free. I could go. So you come up and say free. I said everyone gets stronger heroes one, and then everyone dies but one.
Huh?
Not quite yet. Have you read the second volume?
No. Icicle says, you're the one who's going to freeze, as he whips out his gun.
Oh!
You're not allowed to
read. And then you're kind of running up invisible.
Yeah.
The first one, if you want to remind yourself.
So, you guys make initiative, right?
Okay, so I'll make sure.
They're almost done with the series.
I'm not, like, flying.
But he took some time off.
Right.
Like,
so you're actually over the ground.
Right, I want to make sure if I drop, I don't drop at, 500 feet or something.
Damn, dude. I'm
paranoid about that.
Damn, that roll.
Because we've seen what I could do. Okay, initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is where we're
going to
die.
This is where you all die. Control at least two of you.
But they haven't seen her yet, so this is a secret weapon.
45.
What is initiative?
45.
Okay. Initiatives?
Yeah.
What are you guys' initiatives?
36.
32.
Okay. I think in the group I'll generally be going first.
Yeah,
no, like 42.
Oh, the
honor group
people.
Okay,
because I'm nimble like a minx.
But all the evil guys are like much higher than us.
That's for
well, they've got hips. We're getting hips.
Yeah,
hips.
Yeah. So the shark moves closer. So he's now
does
like.
Does he have a laser attached to his head?
No.
32.
Have you read the Superboy comic?
Probably not.
Got a frickin' laser.
There's all that in the water. Or at least the first 50 or 60.
You thought about adding the laser?
Who am I?
Who are you?
You're something.
An ice
oh, you're Captain Manhattan.
Ice cream.
Okay, so the shark is now, like, next to the...
Dennis.
You say shark, you mean just the...
Well, the shark-looking thing, but just the dorsal thing. Could be a guy.
Could be a guy with a suit.
Naked. Who knows?
I thought that was
that. So that was that.
Bart,
what happened? The shark walked out of the water, you said?
No,
it hasn't walked
the
out yet.
The shark's been moving towards
flying out of the water.
Okay.
Rad.
Her great white.
So it's your turn. So he whipped out his gun, but you... But you actually beat him.
Really?
Because he rolled up.
Okay. I'll shoot him.
Shoot who? Icicle?
Yeah.
You shoot a guy, just like that? All he does is pull a gun on you.
Don't you, isn't your gun like a gun thing?
My gun?
Yeah.
I have a gun.
It's a radiation thing.
Yeah, it's got radiation powers.
Okay, whatever.
Right. So you could radiate his gun, like his big laser gun.
Right, let's make it more powerful.
Once I take him down, easier.
He's just glad to see you.
He is.
So am I.
Okay, go ahead and shoot him.
So
he's got a dex of 6.
Okay. So
and
six,
a body of 7.
6-7.
So 6-7 is the two resistances.
Yeah, so it's OB is 6
if
and RB
is 7. Don't try to kill him, right?
Might as well call him shift to your attack. Yeah.
6-7.
So it's harder not to kill him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, accidentally.
Oh.
I mean, chances are, the first couple of shots you can usually go full blast. It's only when they're almost going to die.
I never do that. I'm a superhero.
Okay, then there's some people who are too ethical, and then they die.
Superheroes just die.
We just fade away.
Hey, I do that already.
I just hit.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I don't hit.
So he's got an 8, effectively. So I think you need a 13. You can use hero points to increase your deaths.
Oh, yeah.
Before you roll, though, right?
Yeah, before you roll.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So that
was... after you roll, after your die roll.
You missed the icicle?
That's your AV and EV.
How can you miss someone called the icicle?
You can increase your AV.
It can't be fast.
3 hero points for 1 point.
Per...
Slick and slippery.
Actually, just blown up.
That was you. So now you run up. So now you are there.
Okay.
So that was one. That was one of your. That was your movement action.
Okay.
Can't attack you. Deep cloak, right?
Do you want to do anything else?
I get a free action.
You can still. You can. Well, you can get. You get one dice and two automatic actions.
Oh. Okay.
So
okay.
Movement is an automatic action.
Oh. I was going to
turn
my.
Still do
okay.
An attack or.
I was turn my detect radiation.
So
on.
What's the just for the hell of it?
Well,
the big cannon.
Yeah. It is a ray gun.
Yeah.
Can we gamma ray?
The area? Or is it just me?
Just you.
Can we sort of positive?
What's going on?
I want to try to break the big cannon thing.
How?
I don't know. Reach into it and pull parts out.
Solidify to do that.
Good answer.
Good
okay,
answer.
You can do that.
Does that hurt when you solidify inside it?
Pretty much normal.
Yeah,
you could stick your compact on the end of the
a mirror on the end,
on the end of the barrel. Uh-huh. And you'd be using your feminine abilities because of your compact.
But it's probably an ice gun, not a laser.
Okay, so do an attack.
It might be an ice laser.
Oh, actually, can we tell what it is?
It's AV. It's OV 0 because it's not moving and it's got a body of 8.
Okay,
can we tell
just
what
do
it
a normal attack.
Like
okay, so then. I use my martial arts.
So you can use your martial arts to
that increase my strength.
You can increase your either your, you know, AV or EV.
Does it increase or does it replace?
High
or
does it help
okay.
Them each time?
So since it's got a 0, I probably don't need to increase.
Or they have
swap
to
out my dex because I can
you probably
hit
it. Hit
it.
Yeah.
So I'll increase my strength to try to
so,
break
okay.
It more.
So can we tell what it is? Can we know like a scientist?
Sure.
Or genius? I think we're genius.
Just roll your sciences.
So two against one.
Well, what are you
body of what?
I got a 17.
17. Okay. It's obviously some kind of ice can because it's got you like super cold condensing
it's
oil.
It's
okay. So what'd you say its body was?
8.
Wait. So where are they saying this up? Pointing the gun towards.
They were just wheeling it out of the out of the truck.
Okay.
I had my own
claws. I got four.
Two.
Four.
Four?
Where are your
okay.
Claws made out of?
So you
now.
Pull out a bunch of stuff and throw a spark.
Metal claws, but
okay.
The herb. Well, okay.
I used to fly faster.
Oh, and I dispersed myself.
Okay.
You go faster than 100 miles an hour.
I used to go like
250, right?
800.
Really?
Yeah,
something like that. Isn't that fast on the sound?
Yeah.
Bicycle Steve.
His original character name was Boom Baby.
Because he could fly Mach 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not possible. Nobody's done all this.
I can fly 100 miles an hour.
So nobody can Mach 1. It's possible.
Oh, good point.
Oh, okay. The bicycle <the icicle, laughs> does actually see you. Says,
what are you doing?
Breaking your gun.
And he shoots you. Well, he tries to shoot you.
Okay.
That's kind of hard.
Kind of hard. Gaseous.
Yeah. So my effective.
He's gassy?
It's Dex body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's effective 11, 12.
Okay. So he's going to...
You could be named like Gasha or The Breeze.
There's two servings of this.
Gasha bottle.
Breezy.
He's going to...
Two servings!
They give you a container that's used for individual consumption.
So he's going to attack you with a 13 turkey.
Okay.
Jesus.
He's a...
Aha! We're making the way to kill him.
So 13 versus 11? Or 11, 12?
Oh!
11, 12.
Hey, people in this room
oh.
Would know. Sir Isaac Eim, Little Orphan Orange.
Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great.
Strawberry Shortcake.
What are you talking about?
Otter Pops. There should be one more, right?
Yeah, there's Little Orphan Orange.
I got a Little Orphan Orange. One.
Yeah,
well, it's kind of barely.
Punch, Poncho Punch.
Ah.
And the raspberry one's French.
Yeah, it's like Louis Blue or something along
that line. Raspberry Bray?
Yeah, Louis Blue.
Okay, both thugs shoot.
Louis Blue raspberry.
I'm kind of both the his henchmen.
Thugs?
Yeah.
Second.
They take out some like.
Or something?
Yeah. If you have acrobatics.
No, you still would be like just dodge the coming down to the round.
No.
With a minus one bonus.
Right,
I thought that was if you had acrobatics.
That was if you, that's if you use your dice action.
Oh, okay. So you can shoot, you can just dodge.
Yeah.
Alright. I'll stand there and take it, I guess.
So he's going, yeah, okay. So the first one,
take it like a radiation man.
Misses. But now the second one is an easier chance to hit you. He missed.
See, what are you worried about?
But now they both go first for you. It'll be really easy to hit. Okay, roll initiative.
Anybody want anything? Or anybody want to go?
Ah, I'm about to
fight. Let's roll with you.
Kill them. Play ice goal.
Huh? Did you?
I broke the gun.
You broke the gun? Let's go. I don't think we can take them.
You don't think we can take them?
Well,
I haven't attacked him yet. Oh, well, we don't know what the shark's doing. Exactly.
You haven't actually destroyed the gun.
Oh, I haven't?
No.
Oh, okay, gotta pull him off.
You've just damaged it. Oh, it might or might not work.
Okay.
46.
We'll see when he tries to actually use it.
Well, I think I should probably concentrate
bored,
on taking out similar to the market. I should probably concentrate on Ice Boy.
46.
Since I've already damaged the gun, then there's three on one right now.
Can you just pull the gun down?
Pretty big.
I don't think I can pick it up.
Yeah, it's just in the car.
No.
They took it out of a truck, so.
But it's like, you know, like a couch.
And you pick up like 2 tons of stuff.
That's true. You could probably pick it up. Well, I don't know, maybe or not. What'd you get?
44.
44. Okay, Icicle rolled high. 54. He goes first. Let's see. You're standing next to a gun. You shot him, but you missed. And he doesn't know how strong you are, so he's going to shoot you again.
Okay.
So, once again, he'll be some 0 points. 13-13. You sure you want to take this?
Yep. Missed last time.
It's true. That's because I rolled low. Uh-oh. Three. I don't think you did. All right, so you missed that. So
push in favor to the ball.
You start yelling. Ah. 46. So rad.
You can probably shoot all three of them, and I bet you'd hit them.
So shooting three, it's a minus two.
You may not hit him, but you probably hit both the thugs.
Minus three for me. What the thugs look?
Threes.
Threes?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm not going to hit him, I might as well just shoot two of them. Take out two thugs. So that'd be a minus two. I can take out two thugs.
Okay. So you're gonna multi attack two of them?
Yeah, there's threes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still needs to go average.
Alright. Go ahead.
That hits.
You have one. Oh,
okay. So that hits.
So they have three defense.
That's plus two.
Two columns just?
Yeah.
You rolled 15.
And they have
three body. You weren't trying to kill them, right?
No.
Okay.
So, two, eight.
Eight, so you do seven damage?
Yeah.
Okay, they both go down.
Ah!
So not even up here. I can save myself. Okay. Damn. Ghost Girl? Or Funnel?
I try to take out the icicle.
After all. No.
Although I do think this one's kind of, you know, sort of cool, but then again, it is kind of esoteric, too.
Yeah.
So you attack the icicle?
Yep.
Let's see, he hasn't been attacked this round, so he's got his dex of 6. I'm going to body this up.
Okay. Then I'll use my martial arts on my strength again, I guess.
Okay. So you're doing a, like, a 5-7 attack?
Yes.
It's the same column, so you actually just have a plus 1 to hit, so you need a 12.
Alright, so I need a 12. Mm-hmm. Okay. 10. Nope.
Okay, so you attack him once.
And the shark does something, maybe.
So the shark comes out of the water. It is a walking shark. Well, actually, it's not so much walking, hostile.
It's Blinky. Blinky.
By hell.
And hops closer.
Okay.
But he hasn't actually got into the fight yet.
I don't think anything, because, you know, he has a secret.
Okay.
Oops.
The pet shark. Okay, next round. We'll
Uh-oh.
You can take him.
Maybe.
That's an icicle. Okay, so what'd you go with?
4-4.
Oh!
Okay. Ah. Jessica goes first. He's missed her twice. Okay, he's gotta be on it. Nah, he'll shoot Rad. Okay, Rad.
Okay.
K-Rad!
I'm just gonna use even more hero points. 13-13 attack.
13-13.
You guys duking it out with Jessica?
Yeah.
So
except the walking part like popped out of the line.
Uh-huh. Oh!
We took out the two
thugs. So you can raise your dex for your
and I damaged but didn't completely destroy the 13, base. 13?
How many points does it take to raise it? One? Or?
3 hero points for each point you raise it.
Up to
double.
Okay. 3 hero points. So let's see. Man, that's why I need to raise my dex.
You're still fighting the icicle.
The icicle. Can't the two of you beat up the icicle?
You would think.
Yes, I would.
Does the icicle have a sidekick? I mean, henchman?
Yeah,
it can
have a henchman.
Normal.
How come villains don't call them their sidekicks? Why they call them henchmen?
Because they're paid?
They're usually just, you know, hired guys.
But they're not very good? Is that what you're saying? That's a different thing.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Give them a henchman or a sidekick?
Yeah.
They would sidekicks are volunteers. Henchmen are paid.
Yeah. I'll race both.
Okay.
I'll let him drop.
Is there any super villain sidekicks?
Well, because he can't hit her.
Are there any super villains who
can see me?
Yes, I think. There have been, I think there was a, some villains have sidekicks.
I'll raise them to 9 each.
9? Yes.
You're gonna kill them, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then you can use hero points to absorb damage, too.
Yeah, up to your body. God, he only barely hits me.
He's
awful! Sucks! 13 versus 9. Wow, that's a lot.
Should I go 2 miles? No way.
7 points.
7 points? I'm dead. Well,
actually,
my body's dead.
Dead again? Did you die?
No, my body's the same, right?
I did this wrong. Wait.
Can you see your points absorb damage? 7 points?
You just need to leave yourself with 1 hit point.
You got a crap for body? Or what?
5.
Is that crap?
So if you...
Not really.
so if you absorb, buy off 3 points of damage.
Yeah. Good.
Actually, he's not. He's like encasing you in ice, so you could probably maybe break out of the ice.
Oh, actually, yeah. So it will be actually your dex strength.
Dex strength.
Something it's going off your. It's sucking your dex, not your strength, not your body.
Oh. Well, anyway. So if I'm encased, I can't break out.
You can try.
Can you use a bomb to break out?
You can try to do that too.
Yeah,
your bomb is only two.
Yeah, so it's not very good.
It's really more just a little firecracker.
So I should just use like.
And he was worried about killing me?
What part of your anatomy does this thing come out of?
So I should just use try to absorb 3 points, right? So that's how many? 2 points, two hero points per point of damage.
Uh-huh.
So I can. 6 points.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Up to you, up to the amount of strength.
I'm still broke, huh?
So how much do you reduce it by?
So if you're broke with bank, what happens there?
Actually, yeah, I'm just trying to afford
one. What's your dex?
Actually, one lower than my dex. So
right.
It would be 9-8. But it's my strength, it's 9-9.
Okay, so 9-9
was related to your wealth.
So,
one my strength is... Oh, I gave away my extra, that's right.
Away, yeah. 2 points.
Okay, that makes sense.
Holders, right?
Now, one is how much you earn, and the other is how much you've saved so far.
Gotcha.
All
right.
So you reduce it by one?
No, he reduces it by two.
So I have one strength. Okay. I have 6 strength.
Right.
I took 7 points.
Okay.
So I reduce by one, I would have zero.
No, don't worry about that. So the resulting piece is how much ice encases you.
Oh,
and also
okay.
How strong
so
it is.
If it's zero, I'm not encased.
Yeah, if it's zero, you're not encased. If it's less than that, then it's just easier to break out.
Yeah,
he's
breaking out.
Maybe.
Well,
it's,
you can break
it's
out.
7 points, and you've got a 6 strength, so you'd need like an 11 to break out of that.
13.
Okay. But if you knock 2 points off, then you'd need an 11.
Yeah.
Huh?
So if you knock the point off, you need an 11 to break out.
Oh, but okay.
But you only need to knock 1 point off to
yeah.
Knock it down to 11?
Yeah.
So.
7 to 6.
Yeah.
If you want.
If you knock 1 point off, it becomes easier to break out of.
6-6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 2.
Alright, so you spend 2 hero points.
Sure.
Okay, so you're encased in ice. Well, the breaking that will take an action.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways.
You. Oh my god, you killed Kenny.
I can't believe Kev put copyright on my intellectual property.
You know, I know that, yeah.
Donald, leave.
I try to clock the icicle, man.
Alright, go ahead. Icicle just went. Red went. I'm going.
You know, if two of us attack, it'd be easier.
Okay.
There's a shark now.
Let's see.
You can fly.
So the shark
okay.
Gets up. He walks up.
Maybe he's good.
It's a walking shark?
Yeah, it's actually more of a hopping shark.
I see. I
totally saw that. We're Cranky Nelson.
I don't know who the shark is. There was tiger sharks when he was in the 80s.
Barracuda.
Shark and Superboy.
There was an invader.
Shark.
I think Barracuda was an enemy of the invaders.
But that was Marvel.
And there's two sharks.
Isn't a barracuda different than a shark?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, shark pointy teeth.
Quite a bit, yeah. He's the
sub-submariner.
You've actually now seen like a giant...
Okay, so the shark goes up to the icicle, and he says, when you see Moloch in hell, tell him,
well,
I just decided to do my spies.
You have?
And he hits,
right.
And he splashes in front of him.
Barracuda are still, if I see Moloch in hell...
When you see Moloch in hell, tell him the Secret Society of Supervillains doesn't like spies.
You thinking of piranha?
No,
that is very odd.
Barracuda are ocean fish.
It hits me?
No, he had icicle.
He's attacking the icicle.
He strikes down the icicle.
Oh.
Look alike.
And he swung at it with his fin.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no.
Because you did this.
That's true. It should have been. He actually bit him.
The shark actually hit him with his hand.
And he took him out?
Yeah.
Is he down or is he dead or is he...
He's dying.
Bitch slapped by a shark.
Yeah. What do you know?
No respect.
What's average? 47, though? 41. 41. Okay, what do you do? You break down?
Yeah,
roll.
I break
up. 11. That's
all
you need.
My useless bomb. I'll use my strength instead.
Okay, your turn.
So, hey.
My turn. How does death and dying work in this round? Do I need to attend to him immediately, or...
Gonna be captured by the shark?
No, it's not immediately.
But you didn't shoot your flare guns.
You wouldn't have seen it. Too far away.
Yeah, because they're like,
Right now, I was doing
I'd have seen it.
He's got a little bit.
Did you make islands, the island that's bigger than it really
was? Alright, so the shark said he was from...
No.
Really, it's that big?
It is pretty big. Once I look at the map, it's like, well, yeah, it is pretty big.
Okay.
It's like the second or third.
Can I go try to pull Wu out of the ice?
You can try to do that.
Okay.
You can pick it up. I'll try to do that.
Drop the damn shark! I'd rather be two on... Because the shark hasn't gone yet, and I'd rather there were two of us.
So you can take Wu instead. Okay. Go ahead and... Actually... Oh, yeah, he saw you. Okay, so go ahead and...
You aren't really invisible at all.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Huh?
You're super transparent. So they're transparent.
12.
Okay, so you pull it out.
You're more wear loam. That's not exactly invisible.
I was thinking more opaque. You see light through you.
Okay, because okay, it can't see through.
The shark
can come through.
The hawkback is the water.
Yes, and they come water, like through.
No.
That's translucent.
The shark hawkback into the water, it disappears. Or swims underneath.